Welcome back to Crime Capsule. I'm your host, Benjamin Morris. Before we get started today, I wanted to take a moment first and introduce you to a new show from our network, Evergreen Podcasts. The show is called Countdown to Dallas. It's a podcast about the Kennedy assassination. On the 60th anniversary of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, former White House correspondent Paul Brandis takes an in-depth look at the seemingly unconnected events that led to that infamous afternoon in Dallas, Texas. He explores the troubled and broken life of Kennedy's killer, Lee Harvey Oswald, and challenges 6 decades worth of conspiracy theories, none of which have been proven. Learn more about Countdown to Dallas at evergreenpodcasts.com or subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
President's car is now turning onto Elm Street, and it will be only a matter of minutes before he arrives at the trademark.
On November 22, 1963, President John F. Kennedy rode in an open car through the streets of Dallas, Texas. At 12:30 p.m., as the motorcade drove down Elm Street in Dealey Plaza, 3 gunshots rang out.
There has been a shooting. Parkland Hospital has been advised to stand by for a severe gunshot wound.
In the 6 decades since Kennedy's assassination, there have been thousands of books, TV shows, and movies about his presidency and its shocking end. But history is never static. New information is always coming out, giving us an even fuller picture as to just what happened and who was behind it. In the last few years alone, tens of thousands of documents have been released by the federal government, many from the Central Intelligence Agency and Federal Bureau of Investigation. What's in them, and how does it change the narrative of the assassination? I'm Paul Brandis, and in my new book and podcast, Countdown to Dallas, I examine the seemingly unconnected events that all came together that tragic afternoon in Dealey Plaza when a lone shooter named Lee Harvey Oswald assassinated the President of the United States. But I go back a lot further than that, all the way back to 1939, in fact, when Oswald was born into an unstable and dysfunctional family. Angry, resentful, and at times violent. We'll explore Vietnam, Cuba, the Soviet Union, where Oswald lived. We'll also look at the Secret Service, the culture of the American presidency, and challenge the conspiracy theories that have stained the pages of history for far too long. Subscribe to Countdown to Dallas today, and you'll receive a notification when the first episode airs at the end of October. Learn more or buy the book at evergreenpodcasts.com.
Are you tired of seeing your teen or young adult struggle on a path that clearly isn't the right fit? Is your teenager confused about which direction to take after high school? The future of work is changing rapidly, and our kids need to know all of the options available after high school so they're empowered to make the choice that is best for them. In each episode, we explore the latest trends that are shaping the opportunities of today and tomorrow. I'm your host, Betsy Jewell, and this is the High School Hamster Wheel Podcast.